الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سفید رسوا لیجیے کین اسٹریچ ان یور روز
اللہ اکبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
I announce for the remaining days of this month of Ramadan, the programs after the Asr Salah will be taking place in the English language. So inshallah today, our program will be in the English language, and for the coming days inshallah, the program will be in English language as well inshallah. Especially our youngsters are requested to stay behind and participate. Also, from tomorrow, Asr Jama'ah will be at 6:30, half past 6. Inshallah, kal se Asr ki Jama'ah 6:30 baje hogi inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الفقر أخشى عليكم ولكني أخاف أن يبسط عليكم الدنيا فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها وتهلككم كما أهلكت قبلك من كان قبلكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما My dear respected brothers, young friends, mothers and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We in this world, since we came into existence till we breathe our last, constantly we are going through a test. We are going through an examination. The test wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the answer. We know what the answer is. And then the conclusion of this test will be with a taste. Will be with a taste. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ That each soul, each living soul on this earth will have to taste death. So we're going through a test. We know the answer. We know the answer of this test. And the conclusion of this test will be in a way that we will have to taste death. So this is very short time. This is very precise moment that we are living in this world. This world and this time is a test for us. And this will be our greatest test after the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, through the barakah of the month of Ramadan, we have accumulated some kind of spirituality within ourselves through fasting, through Taraweeh prayer, through the recitation of the Quran, through attending the gatherings of the ulama, through sitting 10 days in i'tikaf, through spending time in the masjid, in a good environment, through staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through staying away from the misuse of the social media. So this is the barakah of the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some kind of spirituality. Each one of us are in the position that we are thinking
then inshallah after the month of Ramadan, I will carry on with this. I will carry on reciting the Quran on a daily basis. Inshallah, regularly I will be coming to the masjid and I will perform my salah with congregation. Inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, continuously I will come and attend the dars of Quran. Inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, I have made my prime resolution that I won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ask dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness on this. But when the moon of Shawwal will be seen and we will be feeling the happiness of the night of Eid, the day of Eid. So the greatest test will be in front of us. And that test will come in the way of dunya. Will come in the way of dunya. If you see all the way a person can sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end will be this dunya. The beginning will be this dunya and the end will be this world. The misuse of the eyesight, backbiting, the misuse of you of our tongue, the misuse of our wealth, the misuse of our health, of our life. The beginning will be this world and the end will be this world. This world itself is a test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you read the Quran, if you read the translation of the Quran, if you read the commentary of the Quran, many a times, again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep reminding us the same thing, the same basic thing. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That the world is nothing but a place that where you will get deviated from the truth. Example upon examples. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Be aware, the life of this world is this and that. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The comparison of this world with the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep reminding us again and again. And when it comes to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhaddithin just write at the beginning of the chapter that we cannot accumulate all the hadith within this chapter. Beyond our capacity. This much ahadith has been given and this much tarbiyah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did to the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in when it came with the task of the worldly matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through a bazaar and both sides of the bazaar, the Sahaba and the people were standing on that place. A baby goat was on the earth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that baby goat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will buy this in return of a dirham? It was dead. And one ear was shorter than the other one. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they understood, they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are let alone buying this in return of a dirham. If this was given for free, no one would take it. If this goat was to be alive, even though and that would be offered to someone, no one would be happy to take this because it has got some kind of fault in itself. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to understand the value of this goat in the heart of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna dunya la ahwanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world is more, is the value of this world is lesser than this goat in your eyes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if you want to understand how valuable this world is in comparison of the Akhirah, so then you should put your finger in the ocean. You put your finger in the ocean and then فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعْ, and then you see the amount of water that will be on the tip of your tip of your finger. That water resembles this world. And what has been remained in the ocean, that remains the Akhirah. The Akhirah cannot be even compared with this world. But the least example a person can understand about the greatness of the Akhirah and the short life of this world is by giving this example. That is, it was something major than this ocean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give that into example. But there's nothing greater than the ocean. And the short thing that would come on a person's finger's tip is a drop of water. So this is the reality of this world. This is the reality of this world. There is no comparison of this world to the hereafter. The amusement of this world is very short. The life of this world is very short. Everything related to this world is short. The calamities is short. The happiness is short. The trials is short. Nothing remains forever and ever. For this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, "Ad-dunya, this world, sijnul mu'min, is the prison for the believers." Dunya is a prison for the believers. "Wajannatul kafir," and this very world is paradise for the disbelievers. The same world that we were living in. So we may ask, how come this world become Jahannam for us and a Sijn for us, prison for us? Alhamdulillah, we are living a very good life. Some of us may have one or two, three properties, a very good car. But if you see, if you compare this world with the Akhirah, then you will understand that if you see this world, the calamities of this world with the calamities of the Akhirah, and the raha of this world with the raha of the Akhirah, then this world become prison for the believer, and this very world become paradise for the disbelievers. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates an incident of a great faqih of Khurasan, Sahal al-Su'luki rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this great faqih dunya and akhirah, wealth and knowledge, both things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person accumulate this world, when a person accumulate this world, remaining within the boundaries of Sharia, and he does not violate the laws of Sharia. Ahalla halala wa harrama harama. He looks in consideration the halal and the haram. So this very world become fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The very famous hadith of salah, of the tasbihah that we recite after salah. After salah. That resemble the same thing. The poor sahabi and the rich sahabi. I won't go in detail of this sahabi. Of this hadith. When the poor sahabi came to know that the wealthy sahabi are reciting this tasbihat, they engage in reciting the same tasbihat. But the wealthy sahabi, they were one step ahead because they had wealth, and they used to spend this wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same dunya can become fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can become mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. So this dunya, if this dunya is being required within the Sharia laws, without violating the Sharia laws, then this very world become fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Sahal As-Suluki rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this sahabi, this tabi'i, or this faqih of Khurasan, both dunya and deen. He had a deen of knowledge, he has the knowledge of deen as well, and he had got dunya as well. But the only difference between our dunya and their dunya is that their dunya was within the control. Their dunya was in the pocket, in the hands. They used to control the dunya, whereas our dunya is in our heart. The water, as long as remain within, outside of a boat. So the water become beneficial. But that same water start coming in the boat. So you can imagine the end of this boat. So this is the difference between our world and the world of the pious people. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi has been known because of his knowledge. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has been known because of his sacrifice and his Bukhari Sharif. But the little we know that these people were people of wealth as well. They were wealthy people. But no one knows about their wealth and the world. So Sahal As-Su'luki rahmatullahi alayhi, he was passing by, and suddenly from a lavatory, from a toilet, a Jewish came out, and he said to Sahal As-Su'luki rahmatullahi alayhi, that you believe that your prophet say that this dunya is paradise for you, is a jail and prison for you, and paradise for us. So look my status. I'm a filthy person. I'm a very filthy person. I don't have no world whatsoever. I don't have no world whatsoever. I'm very poor as well. And whereas you, mashallah, the way you are wearing your clothing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth as well. So how does this make sense? How this dunya has become jail and prison for you, and how that this dunya has become paradise for me? So Sahal As-Suluki rahmatullahi alayhi, quickly he gave this answer, that once I will leave this world, and I will go to Jannah. So the raha that I will get there, I won't get, if you compare that with the raha of this dunya. And from the calamities, I will be saved on the day of Jannah. In comparison of the calamity of this dunya is a prison for me. And this very world, once you will depart from this world without iman, the punishment you will get there. So that makes, that akhirah makes the Jannah for you, the Jahannam for you, and that very punishment makes the Jannah, this world Jannah for you. So dunya, sijnul mu'min. Dunya is a prison for a believer because he needs to control his desires. He needs to control his desires. He cannot do whatever comes in his mind. He cannot keep obeying his nafs and shaitan. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الدَّحْيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمُ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, do not let shaitan deviate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let this world distract you from your main objective. So where the place wherein we have got two big enemies, the dunya and shaitan behind us. Every time it keeps us reminding the amusement of this world. That if you do this, you will get this much. But you will have to violate the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can get a house easily, but you will have to take mortgage. You will have to violate the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the elder brother. You have got the ability to distribute the inheritance. But at the same time, you have the capacity of holding the whole inheritance within yourself. So this is dunya, you're violating the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each moment of our life, my dear respected Shaykh, he would very nicely say, the life of dunya is very short. It's very short. As far as where a person comes to live in this world. When, if you see with the perspective of the trials, so the same life becomes very long. Each second of our life is nothing but trials. Examination from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mustakhlifakum fi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing the how we are behaving in this world. Are we fulfilling with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes or not? Are we violating the sharia? Yes or not? Are we taking the halal as a halal or not? Are we taking the haram as a haram? Yes or not? So no matter if you get good clothing, no matter if you get a shelter, no matter if you get children, no matter if you get health, no matter if you get wealth, but because of these, this dunya for us is a prison. This is a prison for us. Every time we have been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we have been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in comparison of the disbelievers, whether they have a wealth or not, they can do whatever comes in their mind. No one will ask a question to them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this dunya is sijna for you. It's a prison for you. So your amusement, your enjoyment is very limited. It's very limited. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very lengthy hadith, wherein one of the Sahaba, who is listed as Ashara Mubashara, amongst those Sahaba who were given the glad tiding of Jannah whilst they were in this world, Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sent to Bahrain to bring the tax of Bahrain. It happened that Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached before the Fajr time, and the news was spread that Abu Ubaidah has reached to Madinatul Munawwara. So it happened the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, they get together and they perform the salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Easily to understand is the first few days of Ramadan, the Taraweeh prayer, you will see, mashallah, the masjid is packed up. On Eid days, mashallah, packed. So at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, they used to perform his salah in their own place, in their own masajid. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished performing the Fajr salah and he turned towards the congregation, so the number of musalli was more than usual. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I believe that you have come to know that Abu Ubaidah has returned with the wealth of Bahrain. If this is the case, then that's truth. That's the truth. And you should be feeling happy. So now we're talking about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who used to live the life of poverty. One thing that I would like to highlight over here is that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu's life of poverty was their own choice. They chose to live this life of poverty. They choose to live this life of poverty. إن الأكثرون أقلون يوم القيامة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those who possess most of the wealth in this world, and they did not fulfill with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a kalloon. They will be very less in blessing the day of Akhirah. Because they time in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was spent, and the time from the dunya was less. The person who spent the time behind the world, to accumulate the world, the time you spend to accumulate the world, if that time is increased, so you will get less time to accumulate the akhirah. And if you give more time to accumulate your akhirah, then you will have less time to accumulate this dunya. So the akallu akfarun in this world, those who accumulated the great amount of world, they will be akallun a day of akhirah. So the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that alhamdulillah the masjid is packed, it is not that sahaba radiallahu anhu, they used to neglect of time of the fajr of salah, the salah of fajr. They used to perform the salah of fajr but in their own masajid. But when they heard that Abu Ubaidah has returned from Bahrain with the wealth, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to distribute the wealth of Bahrain. So the sahaba radiallahu anhu, they got together in the house in the masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you are here for this intention, that you want to get the wealth of Bahrain, then abshiru, you should feel happy and content. The news that you heard, that's a truth. It's not false. It's not that was made up by someone. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the tarbiyah of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala hajma'in. Mal faqra aksha alaykum. Once I will leave this world, after my demise, I won't fear poverty upon you. I won't fear poverty upon you. That you will become poor or you will remain poor, this is not something that will worry for me. A very easy example to understand is a father. We have two type of father, two type of parents. One kind of parents are that one who always are concerned for the goodness of the children's dunya. And that other kind of parents, the second type of parents, are that parents who concern for the hereafter of our children. So when the time of Fajr comes, so the first type of parent will say, let him sleep because he needs to go to school. The second type of parent will be, let him wake up for Fajr, let him go sleep early at night so they can wake up for Fajr. And then they can go to school. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the tarbiyah of sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Mal faqra aksha alaykum. After my demise, if you remain poor, it's not something which concerns me. It is not something which worries me. Walakin aksha alaykum. But that's something that worries me. That's something that I have a fear regarding you. And tubsata alaykum ad-dunya. The dunya will be spread in front of you. The dunya will be spread in front of you. Fatuhlikakum. Kama ahlaka man kana qablakum. And the same world will destroy you as destroyed the previous people. Fatanafasuha kama tanafasuha. When the world is been given to you, then what will happen? Tanafasuha. You will compete to accumulate this world. You will compete, I want these, I don't want him to get these. And according to a narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَتَنَافَسُوهَا وَتَتَحَاسَدُوهَا وَتَتَبَاغَذُوهَا. At the beginning, you will start competing. That I want this Ferrari and he wants this Lamborghini. He wants this house and he got two houses. The first thing we'll start with competition. And then تَتَحَاسَدُوهَا. Then you will start feeling jealousy. That he got two cars, I just got one car. I want his car to get removed and I want his car to be given to me. And then tatabagadhuha. And you will feel hatred for your own Muslim brothers. So this was the only reason that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mal faqra aksha alaykum. I don't fear poverty. If you remain poor in this world, I won't fear about this. But what concerns me is that dunya will be given to you. And then you start competing one with one another. And this will lead you, that this very world will destroy you as destroyed the previous people. It destroyed the previous people. If you study the history, you will see the main cause of the destruction of the previous people was this very dunya. It happened to the Muslim of Spain as well. The same Muslim who wrote on the minarets, La ghaliba illallah. Dominance is nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same people, the same Muslim whose focus become dunya, they had to see in a day where now if you see in the present Spain, the masajid that we see in this Spain, and the masajid that they used to be at the time of where the Muslim were, the concern of the Muslim was do akhirah. Like Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that mal faqra akhsha alaykum, I do not fear that world will be given to you, you will remain in a state of poverty, but what I fear is that once you get dunya, and dunya becomes your main concern, then it's something that worries me. Because this is the main point for a person to go to Jahannam. This is the main point for a person to lose his iman. Ra'su hubbu dunya, ra'su kullu khatiyah. The love of dunya, as I said previously, dunya in itself is not evil, it's not bad. The hubbu dunya, the love for dunya. So much love that you sacrifice the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is dunya. So much love for this dunya that when you plan for your dunya first and then you plan for your akhirah. This is dunya. This is hubbu dunya. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Hubbu dunya ra'su kullu khatiyah. This is the main point of a person committing sins. Any kind of sins. Sins related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right, and sins related to Muslims' right as well, the human beings' right as well. I would take longer, but I would just conclude my today's reminder with one malfooth of my dear respected Shaykh Hadhrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dura Sahib Damat Barakatuh. He used to say, Dunya baqadri dharurat. Dunya baqadri dharurat, and akhirat baqadri, the other way around, sorry. Dunya baqadri muqaddar, or akhirat baqadri dharurat. Dunya, you will get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for you. No matter how much you strive for it, what has been written for you, what has been destined for you, you will get that. Dunya baqadre muqaddar. Takdir mein jo hai, wo aapko milega. What has been given, what has been decided from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that to you. If you come for salah, you will get the same dunya. And if you do not come for salah, you will get the same dunya. The difference is that if you come for salah, this dunya will become the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not come for salah, this dunya will become a way for you to go to Jahannam. So dunya baqadri muqaddar. So always we should keep our akhirah first. Plan for the akhirah first. And then we plan for our dunya. And then Shaykh used to say, akhirat baqadri dharurat. Akhirat baqadri dharurat. How much do you need to work for your akhirah? How much do you need to sacrifice for your akhirat? Baqadri zarurat. Do as much as you need. And our need is that we want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Jannah, and we want the highest praise of Jannah. So the dunya has been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, how much dunya are we going to gain in this world? So whether you strive for that, yes or not. But akhirah, baqadri zarurat. How much do we need in akhirah? How much do I need to get the salvation from the Jahannam. How much do I need to get salvation from the grave? How much do I need to get to leave this world with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? This is such a prison that we don't even know that if I'm going to breathe with my last with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah or not. So it's very important, my brothers, that we take this lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept akhirah for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard akhirah, وَهِيَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of the akhirah. The real life is the real life of akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this world as an examination and preparation for our akhirah. This is the reality, my brothers. This is the reality. Let us not to be deviated from this reality. Let's keep this reality in our concern, in our focus. That my concern is akhirah. My concern is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this very world will kick in once the moon of Eid will be seen. So the more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will have, the less love of dunya you will get in your heart. The more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will have in your heart, the easy you will be able to preserve your iman. The easy for you to practice on iman, on Islam. But that is if you bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Dunya and Allah cannot be in the same at the same place at the same time. Whether you choose one or two. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. If you choose, they take the dunya, whereas akhirah is khair, better, وَأَبَقَى, and everlasting. So for us, akhirah is everything. And if you want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu, if you want the akhirah, then we will have to sacrifice the dunya. We will have to sacrifice the dunya. And my brothers, the point is, the more you sacrifice, the more you will get. The more you will sacrifice the dunya, the apparently dunya, the more contentment of heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in you, in your heart. Qana'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give qana'ah, self-satisfaction. That you get less, but your heart will be content. And this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acquiring through the halal means. So you will get halal risk, halal dunya. This less dunya will bring contentment of your heart. And the haram dunya will bring nothing but grief. Grief in this world, grief whilst we will live in this world, grief in our graves, and grief in the Medan al-Hashar, and punishment in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the reality of this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the reality of the akhirah and prepare for our akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to prepare for our akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to maximize the benefit of the remaining days of this month of Ramadan. And whatever shortfall we have done throughout the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn those shortfalls into hasanat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Inshallah, tomorrow's talk will be regarding death. Jazakumullahu khair.